Previously on The Vampire Diaries.
You took everything from me, Quap.
Let bygones be bygones. Resentment gets old.
No one ever gets old?
Revenge. No.
What's the matter, Quap? Missing something?
I will kill you and everyone you've ever met.
Do that and you'll never see your family again.
Which spirits hate Quap as much as we do?
They're using their powers to hide the coffin.
It just won't open. I've tried everything.
I mean, it's closer to stop.
It's been sired. Kills love. Klaus's blood created him.
I'm not giving Klaus an infection.
You killed Jeremy.
Not really my problem.
I have no idea how you're on your feet right now, but I need to run some more tests.
Well, actually, I have someplace I need to be. Dr.
Bell.
My sister thinks we should have another one of our talks.
Even though we've missed the balls behind and never think twice about it.
I thought for 1 second that I wouldn't have to feel guilty anymore.
Guilty for what?
For wanting what I want.
You're good for holding that thing. Want to talk about it?
Nothing to talk about.
Come on. We're late. It's supposed to meet Bonnie at the old witch house in 10 minutes.
Relax, brother.
You know, your hair to fall out.
Would you hurry up? We have work to do. You know, class isn't going to spontaneously self-destruct. Why are you all chipper?
No reason. Be with you in a minute.
So, what's got you all worked up?
I didn't really sleep last night.
Yeah, me neither. Probably something to do with dying.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I think the ring, however, is running low on batteries.
Yeah, it's another reason why Jeremy has to get out of town. Those rings have a shelf life. He's not protected. Neither are you.
Nice. Nice. You're getting stronger.
Just general frustration. I need coffee.
I guess Damon's compulsion worked. Jeremy was packing when I left the house and going on about his new school in Denver.
Have you, talked to Damon today?
No. Why?
No reason.
Smatum secrum amnis abort. Facila cuista, exilum san. Face matul secrum amnis abortum. Facila cuista, exilum san.
Why won't you open? Hello? Someone there?
You didn't say anything to Elaine about the coffin, did you?
No, I said I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know what you said.
Why are you asking?
Just protecting the location of Klaus's family is my number one priority right now, and the fewer people who know, the better. What?
Hybrids really bringing the neighborhood down.
Hey, sorry, I got held up.
It's okay. I just got here too. Can you pass me the balloons? Thanks.
What got you running late?
I was working on some new spells.
You?
Working out with Lorik.
So, I have something I need to tell you. And you're not gonna like it.
What happened?
Jeremy's gonna be leaving town for a while. He'll be staying with some old family friends in Denver until this whole Klaus thing blows over.
Jeremy would just leave you to deal with Klaus on your own?
I know. I asked Damon to compel him.
You what?
I know, why? But it's not safe for him here anymore. Leaving a better life. The only reason I'm telling you is because I know that you two haven't really worked out your stuff. And I thought maybe you'd want to say goodbye.
Wasting your time. It won't open. Did you bury the body?
Yeah. Any sign of our little hybrid buddies?
Nope. Just a dead one.
All right, Klaus has six siblings. Rebecca's now with Klaus. There was one dead kid in the old world, one dead kid in the new world, which leaves Elijah and two others, three sleeping originals, four coffins.
So who is in the lockbox?
No idea. Well, whatever's in here, Bonnie seems to think will help us kill Klaus.
So as soon as you can get this thing open, the sooner we'll know if she's right.
Well, you'd think the spirits of a bunch of dead witches that can make a coffin invisible, that they'd figure out how to open one.
Fine. Don't help. You know none of this is going to do us any good if Klaus's hybrid friends find our hiding spot, right?
They need to go away.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, Stefan. Why don't you just ask him to pack a bag, take a long vacation while you're at it?
How about you keep the peace? Don't draw attention to the very things that we're trying to hide.
Yeah, I'm not going to play defense when I have what Klaus wants. He does what I say, or I dump his family to the bottom of the ocean.
Then he kills you and everyone you know. Like, I don't know, me?
No, he's bluffing. His family means more to him than anything else.
You sure about that?
Well, I don't know, Damon. I mean, I guess there's only one way to find out, right?
Call his bluff.
Whoa. The only way to call someone's bluff, Stefan, is to be willing to lose everything if you're wrong.
Denver, huh? So, were you going to say goodbye?
I wasn't sure you cared.
Of course I care. I was hurt by what happened between you and Anna, Jeremy. I don't want you to leave town.
I think this could be a good thing. You know, at least until all this Klaus stuff blows over. I think I could have a better life there.
That's what Elena said. Exactly what she said.
What do you mean?
Nothing. I'm just sorry you have to go. That's all. Jeremy killed. And before you ask me to understand or to support you, can you at least tell me what you're planning to do about your sire bond to Klaus?
There's nothing that I can do about it, Caroline. That's the point. I just wanted you to know that I understand why you can't be with me. Even though I want to put you first before anyone, I can't. I'll never be able to, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just wanted you to know that.
I'm sorry
Rebecca.
Show her to her room, would you, love?
Sure.
I'm surprised you're still in town. I gave you your freedom, you could have gone anywhere.
I live here, Klaus.
Well, if we're playing this game, then I was here first.
You know, I don't like your hybrid friends. They're everywhere, kind of like fleas. I want them gone.
Yeah, well, I kind of like having them around. You know, Pat, I hoped that I'd free you and we'd pick up where we left off. But here you are, guzzling for vain like the rest of them, I'm sure. So much for friendship.
Friends don't strip friends of their free will.
Okay, granted, yeah, that was a little extreme. I get a little moody. Just ask my siblings. Speaking of whom, isn't it time you handed them over? Klaus. Get your hymers out of Mystic Falls, or I will remove them myself. You see, if you continue to threaten me, I'm going to be forced to retaliate, kill people, and it'll get messy again.
Do whatever you want. I don't really care. Or you know what? Maybe I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I care so much that I drop Elijah in the Arctic.
Well, maybe I'd be willing to lose one brother if it meant killing yours.
Try me. Let's find out.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fine, Mindy. Stefan was just leaving after failing to make his point.
Well, one down. You may want to send the rest of them away before it gets messy. Happy birthday!
What are you guys doing here?
Well, you blew off school and missed our work of birthday art, so,
change into warmer clothes, we're going to the falls. S'mores, campfire.
Hey, nothing a little.
Except the tequila.
thanks, guys. Really, I'm just not really feeling my birthday this year.
I'm sorry.
What? You've already claimed your birthday as everyone's favorite day of the year. Yeah, and now it's just a reminder that technically I'm dead. Look, I didn't even like 17. You know, the only point to 17 was to get to 18. It's a filler year. I am stuck in a filler year.
You're not stuck, Caroline.
Yeah, I am. But it's okay. You know, it's all good. I will be fine. But I just need some time to wallow in it.
Okay. Well, I think I have another idea.
What do you want me to do with her head?
Just get rid of it. Burn it. I honestly don't care, Daniel.
You called?
I'm here. What happened?
What happened is Stefan had two paths in front of him and he chose the one that made me angry. I need you to help me do something about that.
Can't you just leave me out of it?
What would be the point in that?
Seriously, man, can't you just get one of your other hybrids to do your bidding? I lost my friends, my girlfriend.
Right, your girlfriend. About her, I need you to bite her.
What?
Don't make me repeat myself.
A hybrid bite will kill a vampire.
Yeah, I know exactly what it'll do. Stefan pushed me too far, so I'm pushing back.
I'm not biting Caroline.
Tyler, I've been supernaturally blessed with the good fortune of a sire bond to you, so one could consider this me putting your undying loyalty to the test.
What the hell is wrong with you? I'm not hurting Caroline.
All right. I'm disappointed, but you know, it's your choice, free will and all that. I'll find another way to strike her, Stefan. You can go now.
I thought Stefan saved your life.
He did.
And now he's willing to risk it just to see how far he can push Klaus?
Seems so.
Well, is humanity on or off?
Yeah, I'm thinking there's another option here at play. Bit of a dimmer switch, which is a huge problem.
Why?
Because I can't predict how far he's willing to go until somebody gets killed.
Suddenly you care who lives or dies?
I have a small list.
Talk about humanity dimmer switch. Screw you. Can't a council meeting ever just be a council meeting?
No. Oh, there it is.
This is creepy.
Even for us. No, Caroline was right. Technically, she's dead. Sorry. But you don't need a birthday. You need a funeral. You need to say goodbye to your old life so that you can move on with your new one. Okay. Here lies Caroline Forbes. Cheerleader. Miss Mystic Falls. Third grade hopscotch champion. Friend. Daughter. Overachiever.
Mean girl. Sometimes, no offense.
None taken. She was 17. And she had a really good life. So rest in peace so that she can move forward. That's what you really need. That's what we all really need. Amen. Or cheers or whatever. Bonnie. Nice. Okay, make a wish.
This is the bridge where Elaine and Jeremy's parents died in a car accident.
Something's up with her, Elena. Something more than usual. You know what it is?
Well, I'm sure it starts with a step and ends with an N. I'm gonna get a drink, write a check, and then we're out.
A large saltsman. Miracle patient.
Dr. Fell.
I'm glad to see you're still alive. Half of me thought you dropped dead in your sleep.
Yeah, well, I guess I have 9 lives.
Not a bad thing to have in a town with a vampire problem.
I'm sorry. Are you on the Founders Council?
I'm a Fell. I come from a long line of Founders. May they rest in peace. I hate that bridge. My senior prom date dumped me on this bridge.
Oh, yeah? Did you throw him over?
No, but I should have. I've been holding a grudge ever since. Where'd your friend go? I'm supposed to hit him up for some money for the fundraiser.
Oh, he should. He's loaded.
He's in good company. Some British guy just pledged to match every dollar we raise.
What do you mean, British guy?
Dylan Harrowin, you might think I'm an old fucking daddy, but you really have changed my perception.
Well,
I mean, you are just
you.
Delightful. What color are your eyes?
They're blue.
Look at what the cat dragged in.
Nice vest.
Well, thank you very much. Good to see you, Damon. Carol and I were just discussing whether you'd be tonight's other big benefactor.
What do you say, Damon? Klaus has made a very generous pledge.
No.
You know how we're chomping at the bit to begin the renovation.
Carol, don't take this the wrong way, but do you realize that you've been kissing the ass of an immortal hybrid who ruined your son's life?
Oh, come now. Some might say I saved it, what with all that nasty full moon business. I never had to go through it myself more than twice, to be honest, but still, I'm very sympathetic.
Klaus has promised to protect Tyler, Damon, and our town.
From who? His hybrids are the ones that the town needs protection from.
Well, I'd have no use for them if your brother would kindly return my family.
Not gonna happen.
That's what I thought. Which is why I've come to an agreement with the mayor. You and the council stay out of my hair, I'll stay out of yours. Your town gets protected, my hybrids get left alone, and everybody will be happy. Well, All you have to do is to get Stefan to stop decapitating my friends.
Please, Damon, just get your brother under control or the council will be forced to take action against him.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, come on, mate. Give peace a chance.
I need it more than you do. Trust me. Caroline, what are you doing?
Huh? Nothing.
Huh? Okay. You're a bad sober liar. You're an even worse drug liar.
I might have texted Tyler.
Caroline.
What? I'm delicate.
Well, give her a break. You can't control what everyone does all the time. Wow. I'm sorry. I know it's Caroline's birthday,
the funeral or whatever, but I just feel it's really wrong that you compel Jeremy to leave town.
I'm doing it to protect him, Bonnie. I want to give him a chance at a halfway normal life.
He should be able to choose how he wants to live it. You're taking his choices away.
Bonnie, you can't tell him.
Why? Are you going to compel me not to?
You know, you guys are ruining a perfectly good funeral.
Sorry, I'm just going to go sleep it off or something. Happy birthday.
The mayor's looking out for Tyler. For now, we have to assume Klaus has her in his pocket.
Oh, please don't tell me you're going to drink the Klaus Kool-Aid.
I'm not going to let him hold this town hostage. But I'm also not going to let innocent people get caught in the crossfire of a pissing contest between a hybrid and a vampire.
Liz, I'm impressed. You're all strong and Cherokee.
I'm not kidding, Damon. Get Stefan to stand down from this one before someone gets hurt.
What are you doing? And you're going to ruin your career.
This is the guy who got his job from his dad.
Do you have any idea what you're messing with?
I know what I'm doing.
Damn it, Meredith.
Go back off, boy.
Ooh. Hey. Everything all right here? Everything's fine.
Didn't look fine.
You might want to get to know her before you become her white knight. She's kind of a psycho case.
You're that guy, aren't you? The one begging to have his teeth kicked in.
Take it from me, man. Life's too short.
Just go away, Brian. Behold, my senior prom date.
You definitely should have thrown him over the bridge.
Unfortunately, I have to work with him. He's on the council, the medical examiner. The guy who signs his name under cause of death, animal attack.
I get it.
Yeah. Duty calls. Thanks for the hero moment.
Anytime.
I told Klaus to get his hybrids out of town. He didn't listen, so now I'm playing it louder.
You don't think there's 10 more where that came from? And if you kill them, Klaus won't make 20 more? Have you forgotten about Elena's part in all this? Or do you not care if she's a human bloodbath for the rest of her life?
Protecting Elena is your problem now. See, I'm not compelled by Klaus to do that anymore.
Don't give me that no humanity crap. You can't just flip your switch. Your switch is fried, Stefan, just like your brain. You want to take Klaus? You want to beat the villain? You've got to be smart.
No, to beat the villain, Damon, you have to be the better villain.
Sorry, I didn't mean to crash the party. So don't.
No, it's okay. Hi.
Can I talk to you for a sec? It's kind of important.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I want her to be happy, you know? That's what I want for all of you guys. In the middle of this crazy life you got stuck living.
Is that how you see it? That we're stuck?
I'd say it's attached itself to all of you pretty tight, yeah.
Bonnie's right, you know, I have no business messing in Jeremy's head. I just don't know what else to do. He's in danger here. I can't lose anyone else that I love.
I take it all back. Everything I said this morning. Klaus can't control me. Not when it comes to you. I won't let him.
Tyler, it's okay. Maybe we just weren't meant to be together. And maybe we just have to accept that and move on.
I'm not moving on from anything. I love you.
Abandoned. Okay, we're going on a search party. I don't trust that you won't get back together with him.
Caroline!
Come on, Caroline. We don't have any more drinks. And that's being haunted by the Falcos.
Damon, she's a little busy right now.
Why the hell do you have Elena's phone?
Making my next move.
Let me ask you something. What's Klaus going to do if he can't make any more hybrids?
What? Stefan.
Leave her out of this.
What are you doing? Stefan, let me out of this car. Do you hear me? Let me out of the car.
What now? He just pulled me away from a fascinating conversation about landscaping the town square.
Stefan just grabbed Elena.
Look, he's getting desperate.
He's going to try and use her against you. Do what he says. Get rid of your hybrids.
Oh, what? Stefan would never dream of killing her.
Sure about that? He just tried to behead someone in the middle of a council party. He's operating on crazy right now.
Well, crazy or not, that kind of love never dies. He's bluffing.
Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't, but if you don't want to believe him, believe me. I know my brother better than anyone, and right now I don't have a clue how far he's willing to take this. So if he says blink, I suggest you blink.
It's your fault.
What happened?
Tyler did it.
Oh, my God. Sweetheart. Careful. Oh, honey. Caroline, honey, can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
She's been hallucinating or something. I don't know. No one's picking up the phone.
It's all right, sweetheart. So what's the plan, Stefan? What's the big move you're making?
I took Klaus's family to make him suffer. I'm not going to let him make himself a new one.
So then what are you going to do, huh? Are you going to lock me in some cave and keep me hostage?
Maybe I'll just turn into a vampire.
Stop the car, Stefan! Stop the car, Stefan!
Stefan, how nice to hear your voice.
Tell your hybrids to get out of town, Klaus.
Well, that's not going to happen until I get my coffins back.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to drive your blood source off Wickery Bridge.
I don't believe you, Stefan.
You won't kill her. What's going on?
I just got her my blood. No more hybrids if she's a vampire.
You won't do it.
Really? Try me.
Because your coffins are next to go. Say goodbye to your family, Klaus.
Fine.
There's no way. You win.
Stop the car, Stefan.
Back in the car.
Stay away from me.
Elena, get in the car.
How could you? My parents died going over this bridge. I almost died. You knew that. You're the one who saved me.
Look, you have to believe that I would do it, all right? Your fear sold it.
Well, what if he hadn't?
He did.
Well, what if he hadn't?
He did, Elena. He backed down. He has a weakness. If I know his weakness, I can destroy him.
After everything, that's what mattered. Destroying Klaus.
Destroying Klaus is all I've left.
You had me.
I lost you the minute I left town with him. You just haven't let yourself admit that yet.
Is that what you're doing? Trying to make me hate you?
I don't really care what you think about me anymore, Elena.
Tyler came to see me. Poor boy, he seemed quite distressed. He said Caroline had had a terrible accident.
You made him do this to her. She would have never done something like this.
I am here to help, Matt. My blood will heal her. Please ask the sheriff to invite me inside.
I know how this game works. You want something in return.
Just your support.
Come in.
Going to kill me?
On your birthday. Do you really think that low of me?
Yes.
That looks bad. My apologies. You're what's known as collateral damage. Nothing personal.
Or something.
You have to adjust your perception of time when you become a vampire, Caroline. Celebrate the fact that you're no longer bound by trivial human conventions. You're free.
No. I'm dying.
And I could let you die. If that's what you want, if you really believe your existence has no meaning. I thought about it myself. Once or twice over the centuries, truth be told. But I'll let you in on a little secret. There's a whole
world out there waiting for you. Great cities and art and music. Genuine beauty, and you can have all of it. You can have 1,000 more birthdays. All you have to do is ask.
I don't want to die.
Time. You gonna be okay?
I'll survive. Somehow, I always do.
You know, Stefan won this round for us today. He pushed Klaus to the edge, and Klaus blinked.
Well, his method sucks.
Still, we needed it. Klaus has been calling all the shots, and Stefan beat him at his own game. He was the better villain.
Don't sound so impressed.
Well, can't help but be a little proud. Really, tell me. You gonna be okay?
You can't kiss me again.
I know.
I can't. That's not right.
That's right. Just not right now. Good night.
Good night, David.
You're gonna have to let me go eventually.
Be safe, okay?
Yeah, okay. All right. Uncle Lark's waiting.
Good. You haven't left yet.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I came to say goodbye.
Get a jump, are you?
Thanks for coming. I was just thinking about what you said about us being stuck.
I was buzzed, Elena. Can't be held responsible for being dismal.
I do feel stuck, Matt. I feel like I've been holding on to the girl that was supposed to die here with her parents. The girl that had a normal life and with vampires.
I'm not that girl anymore. It's okay if you want to let her go.
Is it? Because I feel like I've disappointed her a little, like I've disappointed them.
My two cents, as a guy who knew that other girl, you're doing a lot better than you think. Realize the way I do it. A fun girlfriend. And an amazing friend.
Thank God. Another day drinker. I lost a patient. What's your excuse?
I put a kid on a plane.
Yours?
It's a long story.
Then you should probably buy me a beer.
A hiker called it in. My guy's got his first.
Another hybrid?
That's what I thought at first. Brian Walters, the medical examiner.
He's a little sick. He's not a vampire.
No. This was a murder.